These to Genesis chapter 22. I just want to finish up briefly on this morning's thoughts on the journey or the destination. And I want to ask a question leading into this and closing with those thoughts this morning. Can you have victory in your heart before the miracle comes at the destination? We talked about the journey, and then the destination where God brings deliverance. And the question I want to ask is for you to ask yourself, before God brings me the miracle, can I have victory in my heart? We're going to take a look and let the Bible answer that from Genesis chapter 22 and verse 8, because we're looking at those that needed a miracle. We're in the depths of a great testing, and yet I want us to see their faith was strong and solid. Abraham is in his journey. The miracle has not happened yet. And in Genesis 22, verse 8, his son Isaac has asked the question, "Where is the sacrifice?" And I want you to pick up on the attitude and the confidence that Abraham has. It says in verse 8 of Genesis 22, "And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together." I want you to see he's not falling apart. He's not just as we would find in another place. Please turn to 2 Kings chapter 6. It is a well-known story of the prophet Elisha, who has had twice the miracles that Elijah has. He has a servant, and this servant has no doubt observed these miracles. He's watched Elisha under pressure. And we come to the story where Elisha has been giving news to where the enemy was, Gehazi, his servant. And we pick up in the story where in 2 Kings chapter, where did it go? I had it. Chapter 6, and look at verse 15. The servant happened to go out, not knowing the enemy was surrounding him. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And here is Elisha, quite confident. And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened his eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. That may be a poor contrast. I've often thought, well, I might have responded the same, but I hope you're picking up my point. You're going through a tough time, and you need a miracle, but I want to ask the question for you to ask yourself and to ask myself, can you have victory in your heart before the miracle comes and before God brings deliverance? And because there are two types of Christians. The one Christian is miserable until the miracle happens. They do what Psalm said in 37, where David said, "Fret not." And yet this one, they fret and they're miserable. I have had to rebuke myself at times like this when I see this. They may be fretting in different ways. But the other is like Abraham. And Abraham, under a great stressful need, says to his son that God will provide. What a contrast. And when you look at the men of faith, you find that before their miracle of deliverance happened, I tried to look and to see what was their composure before the miracle happened. With Daniel, Daniel was one who, in spite of the pressure of being told that he was going to be killed and thrown to the lion's den, very calmly, Daniel, as was his custom, prayed three times a day. The same with the three Hebrew children. The same with David before he faces Goliath. You find there is a strength in his speech as he said, I killed the bear and I killed this, and I know that God is going to do it too. I want you to take a look at a very famous passage of scripture found in Psalms chapter 23. We're answering the question, can I have a confidence and a peace before my deliverance comes? Psalms chapter 23, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I want you to see his journey. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me this is the journey, in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now the journey gets really tough. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, look at David's confidence. I will fear no evil. How could you do that, David? How can you, in the midst of walking through the valley of the shadow of death, how can you have victory knowing that God will see you through? And I believe the answer is a relationship had been developed before he went there. And that relationship was in the journey. He began to establish a relationship with the shepherd. He established that relationship when he was made to lie down in green pastures. He established that relationship when he leads me beside the still waters. We find now, David said, he restores my soul. And it is the relationship that you have developed with God in the journey that gives you strength of confidence to know that the miracle will come to help you from falling apart before the miracle comes. I remember one time driving the car in the Northwest. I was going up an icy road. I knew at the top there was a lot of ice at that very top. Before I got there, I had some pavement. And I always remember as I was going up, I thought, will I make it? Will I make it? Will I make it? I got to the top and my wheels, sure enough, when they hit the ice, began to spin. Fortunately, I got over. I thought, I made it. As I began to contemplate that, I really felt the Lord was showing me something and said it was your momentum you had going into it that helped you get through. And may I say, it is your relationship you develop with God in the journey that you establish, whether it be the green pastures, the still waters, or the restoring of your soul, develops a confidence and a strength so that now when you're going through tough times, and we all go through tough times, it is then that you can have a confidence and you can have an assurance that will help you to not fall apart because of the relationship and the momentum you have going into it will carry you through. And so those are the thoughts that I wanted to bring, that the answer is yes, you can have a peace before the miracle comes. The Bible says if your strength fails in the day of adversity, means your strength was small. So may we all talk to our own selves from the Word of God and tell ourselves, God, help me to daily have a daily relationship with you in the journey, because I guarantee you, you will go through difficult times. But when you go through them, it is prior of the relationship built that will sustain you from falling apart. We had a woman in our church in the Northwest. All it took was for her dog to get a headache and she would fall apart. She'd fall apart for this. She'd fall apart for that. She'd fall apart for this. And I just used to say, oh Lord, strengthen her. And this is not normal. This should not be. And but eventually, I'm sure the Lord worked it out. I came across the story, and I close, to show that God always is victorious. You see, He's going to see you through whether you fall apart or not. I want you to know that. He is committed to help you whether you have faith or not. It's not a matter, well, if I have faith, I'm going to get the miracle. Out of His love, He's going to do it. But you can enjoy the journey if you'll establish a relationship, and then when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, you can fear no evil. You can have a calmness and an assurance and know that the Lord is going to help me. True story. And some years back, somewhere in Kenya, a girl of 10 was kidnapped by three evil-minded men. The small kid was the breadwinner of the family. Because if she doesn't hawk or trade or sell the goods, her parents will not be able to make provision for her schooling and to put food on the table. While she was hawking and trading, she was taken into captivity by these three evil, wicked men. They tied her with ropes. One of the kidnappers was checking on her, while the other two men went to bring the car they'll use to take her away. Knowing that the future was very dark, to be raped and to be abused. And early on, they covered her mouth with a cloth so that she couldn't cry out for help. Although her mouth was covered, she could cry out to the Lord. And she began to make a sound, even though the thing was tightly wound around her. And as the Lord would have it, she cried with pain. And as she did, a she-lion from a very far distance heard her cry. And that lion very acutely began to trace that sound and to check it out. And these groanings coming until the lion finally found where it was coming from and the location. And here is the man who is by the girl waiting for his two buddies to go get the car to come and take her off so they can take her. When he sees the lion, he runs when he sees this lion. True story. And as he was running away, he said he felt sorry for the girl because he knew what the lion would do. And he said, what an unlucky girl. But fortunately, the lion sat right beside the girl. When the two other men got to the girl with the car with intention of finishing what they started, they saw the lion. They too ran for their life. And they felt the same way the first man did when he saw the lion coming and sitting by the girl. As soon as they fled away, the lion got up and walked away. But God miraculously delivered the girl. Aren't you glad that God delivers us? He will deliver us. But may God give us peace in our heart before the victory comes. That comes from the relationship and the journey that is there. There was a contest given on who could draw the best picture of peace. And there were a lot of artists that entered into the contest, but the one that won the contest, it showed a waterfall with roaring water, and you could just tell by looking at the picture, there was loud noises and the splash and all of the mist in the air. And underneath, there was a picture up against the cliff behind the roaring tons of water coming down was a little nest. And in the nest was a bird, and under the bird was its little one. And the little one was there with a picture of peace on its face in the midst of all of that. It was very content knowing its mother was there. And that picture won the contest depicting peace. Peace is easy when there's no storm. But it is the Christian that has that knows their God, that does great exploits, that has developed a relationship with God, that you can have peace in the middle of your storm. And we all have storms. And greater than the miracle that comes at the end of deliverance is the miracle that God can give you peace before the victory comes. That's what he wants to give every child of God. Would you stand? Heavenly Father, there isn't a one of us that is following you, that you lead us, as we heard this morning, to the desert. We heard that David is led beside the green pastures and the still waters, but he also is led in the valley of the shadow of death. Oh God, may we have strength. Not strength that comes from ourselves, but a strength that comes from you. A strength that is because of a relationship that has been established in the journey. And we know our shepherd, and we know that deliverance is coming. And therefore, we would hear the words of David in Psalms 37, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." O Lord, we pray for that peace in the midst of the storm, that we may, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, dance in the fiery furnace, have a peace like Daniel had, a peace like Abraham had. And that peace, Lord, is real. It is much better to be enjoyed in the midst of the storm. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to somebody and